Hello, welcome to another session of Sacred Ecstasy, where we're exploring frequency, energy, sound, vibration in worship and the new wave that is happening right now, released from heaven to bring us into higher consciousness, expansion, union, ecstasis. Something massive is happening, it's changing, and we can't keep doing what we've always done. God is moving in a powerful way. And in this session, we are talking to Laura C. Some of you don't know who she is. You are in for a treat. You've got to check out her YouTube music. It is off the charts. She is a gem. Joining me on this call is Janine John. Janine John leads Creative Hubs. She is an innovator, songwriter, and part of our core team at Company Burning Hearts. This is a great conversation, and I know you are going to enjoy it. So check it out.
We've been prophesying for decades, change is here, but it's arrived. We're now in that time of massive, massive change. And there's different forerunners and different expressions being raised all at once, like waves, lots of waves coming at once. And Laura, you are one of those waves.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really honored to be here with you guys.
I met you at the Quantum Shift conference with Nancy and Shannon Cohen, which I love Nancy Cohen. Big shout out to Nancy. So tell me, how did you end up there? How did you kind of like hook up with those guys? What's the story?
It's this crazy supernatural story. I think I was listening maybe to you several years ago, and literally you threw my friend Nancy Cohen and it went off in my head like a gong. And the frequency of that name just literally shook me. And I had to start Googling every single thing I could find about Nancy. And of course, back then there were like two videos was all you could find.
Right. She was undercover back then.
She was totally incognito. Yeah. In the hidden place. And so, I just knew that I knew that I knew that I had to find her. And so I listened to those and she would release the sound of all creation groaning. And I would just repeat just that sound because it went in so deep and just completely shifted and changed me. And through a very strange series of events, Nancy called me and two others of us in Pennsylvania, and we kind of asked if we wanted to be an ascension leader with her new organization, and that Shannon was a part of as well. And so, of course, I was like, "How did this even happen?" And the next thing you know, I'm all excited to go to. I just wanted to go to a conference. And John Tussie was supposed to lead worship at the Frequencies Conference. And for some, he had like a family reunion or something. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I'm leading worship from the Presbyterian Church to Nancy. And
wow,
it was hysterical because she pushed me literally off the cliff. And I would be worship, and I would be sitting there. She put together the band. She put together Miles and she just knew by the spirit that we were supposed to be together. And she would come up while I was singing. I'm like singing my little Bethel song, you know, just didn't quite know what I was doing. And she would go harder, faster, harder, faster. And I was like, okay. It was hysterical, but it was she and Shannon and James, they just really gave me this womb space.
Come on.
To really step into my destiny and my assignment. And
so you went from the Presbyterian Church to Nancy.
Pretty much. Wow. But during, you know, in the secret place, of course, you know, I had just gotten baptized in the Spirit, and the Lord was like, I was having encounter after encounter. I literally woke up overnight with HD TV like behind my eyeballs, and I could never, I didn't even know what was happening to me.
Wow.
And I would be taken in these like 48 hour trances. And it was, well, I'm sure you guys have all been on that same like wild roller coaster ride. And I was just kind of propelled. There must have been some fullness of time or something. And I just got propelled into my destiny.
What I find with a lot of people like you is that you, and you know this, and Janine knows, it's when you look at your life, you see all these things are interwoven your whole life. It's like those little glimpses of it when you were a child, in the ways you thought, the way you spoke. And so you were going into trances and stuff. How was that happening to you? Was it, were you just enjoying God, going into union, and then it was just expanding?
Well, I would just, my kids would go to school, and I got baptized in the Spirit like overnight. And everything happened so fast. And I would just lay in bed when my kids would go to school and just desire God. I just wanted to know everything. And he would just take me to heaven. And he would do massive reconstruction for a long time. I thought, oh my God, there's bulldozers in heaven. And it was hysterical, because what it was symbolic of, I kept seeing all these earth movers and bulldozers. He was just trying to show me the deconstruction process that he was doing on me. But I would just have encounter after encounter, and you know, still do. It's just now it's so normal that and I would literally spend 8 hours a day when my kids were gone just engaging for like a year straight. So it was amazing.
I love it. I could almost talk just about that all evening, because that's absolutely just amazing. I met you at Quantum Shift, and Janine's going to ask you some questions as well tonight. So at Quantum Shift, I met you. I was struck by, you were working with a Native American on these beautiful double, I guess it's a flute of some kind.
Well, he's actually not Native American. Miles Anderson is amazing. He plays the Native American spirit.
Okay.
I'm actually Native American.
You are.
Which is hysterical.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Because this is one of the questions my wife had. She said, you know, you've got that kind of Celtic sound, because we're a Celtic country. You write about ancient sound. One of your songs is called Ancient Sound, and you have that kind of like sound. And, you know, Janine and I were talking before you came on, that even though everybody's talking about a new thing, it's not necessarily a new thing, is it? It's it's about the frequency of what you carry being from beyond, really. And we use the word new, but really it's ancient, isn't it? It's like from in the Trinity. So tell us a little bit about that, the ancient sounds. Is that something that you discovered through this process? Because you went from the Presbyterian Church to working with Nancy, and I guess all this stuff unlocked in you.
Completely. Well, during some of these encounter trances that I had, I was actually taken back into my DNA, because I'm adopted. So I knew nothing about, I really knew nothing about my DNA. So he would take me back into my DNA and show me ancestors and mantles they carried, and would actually have me call them forth.
Wow.
And call sounds and frequencies forth, which I didn't even know was possible. Mm. But now I really see it. And my training for, remember, I didn't even speak in tongues at all. And my training for doing what I do now, for a year, he had me sing in tongues an hour a day. And that alone unlocked so many sounds.
Wow.
And what was hysterical, you're doing it and you're still kind of like, stuff's coming out and you're still kind of in that place where, okay, I've never heard that before. And and then what was amazing was I kept doing this one sound.
Mm.
And every time I would do it, I would see all these, the host of heaven lining up almost in military formation. And when the first time I met Nancy, she did that sound, and that that was really unbelievable confirmation. And that was really cool. So yes, I believe these are, you know, the rabbis, well, this has to do with, you know, the sacred letters and the sounds and frequencies attached to them. And it's so old. And, you know, I think back about the rabbis, how they used to sing. They understood the frequencies and what they did, how they tuned our body, soul, and spirit with these sounds and the letters combining. So that's my journey now, really.
Well, I loved it when I heard you, and we were talking just before we started recording. It was funny at that conference because Brian Welsh from Korn was there. He was hanging out. He's a friend of ours. You had that lovely Native American flute. You had you playing and this drummer. And I thought, where in the world could you see this group playing together? Beautiful voice. And I looked and I felt so much of God's heart. Mm. I was like, Lord, you have done something to humanity that brings us together in a way nothing else could bring us together. Like, how could you? And the thing is, everyone was in flow together. No instrument was grating. There was no rehearsals. Mm-mm. You guys just got on. You all went into that zone together. Janine, maybe you could jump in now and I'll hand over to you. But you mentioned this phrase, streams. This was a cool, I don't know if you made up this phrase or you got it off Laura, but streams of consciousness.
Mm. I listened to your live that you did from your house. I think just at the beginning of lockdown, it was really beautiful. You lit some candle. You were just explaining how you were going to kind of do worship. And you said, I'm just going to sing and I'm just going to go into this like stream of consciousness. And I thought, it just really hit me because I just thought, wow, that's a brilliant way of explaining how we sing in the spirit, how we go into that place of transcendence and we allow like God to kind of sing through us. So I was saying to Jesse, it'd be great to hear you talk a little bit about that because it's so powerful.
Thank you. I have a lot. I was really surprised at how many people engage my music that have never ascended before. The way that I record is really strange because I just kind of take my seat in the Council of the Sounds of Heaven and just begin to, I don't want to use words like channel, but you know what we do. We just begin to let the Father sing his song through us.
Yeah, I think channel's an okay word because if you think of it as a river, Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers. Rivers flow through channels. So yes. Sometimes the New Age will have words because those words are not always wrong, are they? They're communicating something. And we're meant to be like oracles, aren't we, of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. But not just oracles, but combined. I like this whole idea that we're co-revealed with Christ. You know, the Mirror translation uses that a lot, that we're co-revealed. And yeah. Colossians 3 says, when he's revealed, you're revealed with him in glory. So it is this combination, isn't it, of the divine and you creating something absolutely brand new.
Yeah, well, with Ascension Song, it was really great because he kind of, you know, everything that we do, he does first in the secret place. So that's what I'll do. I'll ascend and sing. And I don't really consider myself a worship leader. I consider myself an ascension leader, you know, because that's really all we are is opening the door, taking people where we've been and then letting them go and have their experience and completely disappearing into the background. One time Jesus sat with me and he said, because I came out of Hollywood, you know, I had like 15 years in Hollywood and, you know, you have to be really deconstructed from that whole mindset. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said to me, he said, I am raising up those who will only serve me as the bread of life. And he said, would you lead worship for me with a bag over your head? And at the time I was like, oh, absolutely. That's such beautiful symbolism. But now with COVID, I'm wondering if it is symbolism. Maybe it was literal, but that's really the truth, right? Just that we get out of the way and he appears. But what's been the most beautiful thing to me is I think especially with Ascension Song, so many people are ascending without knowing they're ascending, just because they're following the, as we walk in through the blood and begin to engage with the host and the cloud of witnesses. And so it's been really beautiful to see them step in. And then those pathways, those neural pathways and those spiritual pathways began to get, you know, well-worn. And then it's a, then boom, they're in every time. So it's wonderful.
I've listened to a lot of your music, which is so, so beautiful, by the way. I love,
thank you.
I just think it's just, it's probably one of the few pieces of music that I love, that I listen to over and over again, because it's, I love the fact that it's extended as well. Like a lot of your albums, they'll be like 20 minute songs.
They are, I know. All the rules are gone. Yeah. There are no rules anymore, right? And I feel like, we can never go back. Like, how do we go back after this? It's just, everything has changed. In fact, lately, even at this last conference that I just did with Nancy and Shannon, things have even continued to evolve. And I think in the future, we're just going to be doing much fewer songs, and they come up much more just sounds and frequencies being released. And Nancy gave this prophetic word a little while back, and I got completely whacked by it. And this entire song, Hineni, came as like a drop download. I believe there's a scroll for every time we lead worship, there's a scroll, and we ascend first and engage the scroll. And, you know, there's different hosts assigned to each scroll and different cloud of witnesses that we tend to partner with for a certain conference or a certain scroll. So it's just, especially for someone like me who has complete ADD, and like, I am absolutely cut out for spontaneous, because I never understood how people had hit songs and then had to sing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, it's got to be like new every time. So
I saw somebody posted on your wall that asked you which one is your favorite song, and you said the latest one. It's always a song that I've just worked on, which I totally relate to. I'm a bit like that as well.
Exactly.
So. When we first started doing worship, and Janine started to become our worship leader because she just grew into it, you would sing the same line, you'd lock onto a line, and you would shut your eyes. You wouldn't care what anyone else was doing. And you would just be in that line and going for that line and going for that line. And I remember at the time the Lord said to me, don't touch it, because there's a temptation, isn't there? Because your brain, and this is what we've got to move out of, we've got to move out of our minds. Our brain wants structure. Our brain wants to make a story out of this. Mm. Our brain wants to have lyrics and all these things. But I think with the massive mindfulness and meditation movement all over the world now, we're realizing that our mind isn't us. We're the being in here.
Yeah.
And what I like about what's happening with the worship now, it's taking us into that inner being and then into union, and then it goes like that. And Janine would be going for that song, but it would create such a frequency. It would grate against the idea of what you want music to sound like. But, you know, what came from that, though, you did then come into songwriting, which the Lord did show me was going to happen, Janine. And God showed me that you were going to write songs. And now, when I listen to the songs you write and how quickly you write them, it blows me away, Janine. Like, I've seen you sit and land a song off, like, Rachel was humming the other day, wasn't she? And you got a song off the hum, and you were like, poof.
She started to do this hum And I started to sing, they're bowing down now, we're bowing down now. And she was going, mm-mm-mm-mm. And suddenly Rachel's hum took me into the atmosphere of the throne. And it was like, I could feel like the energy of the throne. And, you know, in that kind of one session, we started to engage that. And we had a really fun time. It was brilliant. But I know that I write songs by the feeling because of what I felt, and it started to open up and everyone that was in the room felt it. I then go back and work on that song. So I then went back on my piano a day later and I started to engage. I just went back in and the whole song just came from engaging that place again. And that is how I write songs. I don't try to write them. They kind of write them themselves when I start going back into that place that I was engaging. And I've realized that for me, it's just enjoying him. Like, that's a really fun one as well. So I was, you know, whenever I want to go back, I'll just start humming that little ditty that Rachel kind of hummed. But I kind of hear, I've always been able to, and I don't know about you, Laura, whether you find this, but sometimes I've always been able to hear the sound that God's on, even if that's not me and it's someone else.
Yeah, well, I absolutely. And what I really honor about you, Justin, and about Nancy and Shannon, is that you got the understanding that you guys would give us this place to grow and to bloom. And that's fathering. And that's just so beautiful that you gave that to Janine and to Rachel, and that Nancy gave us that place where we could make mistakes. And we felt so safe and wrapped in love and in a realm of love that it was okay to let it all go and step into the river and get out the boat, you know, of get out of the box and just explore. Because you get to explore, you know, in the realms of heaven, but to be able to bring that down and to be able to do that in a public format is just such a beautiful thing. So I just really honor you guys for doing that with people like us.
From my perspective, it's my joy to do it, you know, because we're not afraid. We're not in that age anymore. Exactly. We're in innocence and play. And like, I personally get tremendous joy out of seeing other people shining. That's what makes me really happy. I spend a lot of time trying to develop people, even doing this new podcast. Mm. I'm not an expert on worship. I realized after the first one, I said to Rachel this morning, I don't know a lot. And that's the yod, hey Vav, yes. That we engage his name. Mm. I love the fact it starts with the yod, because it's like saying all we know is a dot. So we're all in the same place in this, but do you know what? It's so beautiful. Mm. It's so exciting. And we've moved out of the age of fear, because perfect love has come in. Mm. And in love, there's no punishment. It's all about hearts. But what I like about you, Laura and Janine, is you're trustworthy people. Mm. And I do think even in worship, there is a certain DNA that has to be there, is a heart of love, a heart that's yielded to Jesus. And it isn't about selfish ambition, is it? I mean, that age, the celebrity age, surely is gone now, hasn't it?
Mm. Thank God.
And you know a lot about that, Laura, from being in Hollywood. That thing didn't work even for the celebrities, did it? If you look at a lot of Hollywood right now, they're quite isolated and lonely with this new wave and this new age. Is he is releasing a community based on love, where we love each other. We really do. Like, and it's beyond words, isn't it? And it's like we'll get into a conference together. It's like instant connection, instant family. Celebrity's nothing, is it? It's like, who wants celebrity? What we all want is family. What we want is connection and love. And I'm really enjoying the fact that that's getting bigger now and including, like you said, the cloud of witnesses, the angels, which are becoming vitally connected, but even beings that we weren't aware of before, like maybe the Hebrew letters, that all these layers are opening up. Is the conversations getting bigger? Because if you look at where worship was before, it was so narrow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
you know, now the conversation's broadening. And like you said, Janine, we'll sometimes be singing things we don't have knowledge of yet.
Yeah.
It's coming from that, I'm going to say it again, streams of consciousness.
The lack of competition too is really refreshing. I don't sense any of that.
Isn't competition just a horrible thing?
Yeah, it's a worldly system, and we shouldn't be imitating it. We shouldn't be like the B version of the worldly system. We should be forerunners in the system.
And love is the technology. That's what I love about Nancy Cohen as well.
Nancy
Mountain Shannon. Of love.
Have you ever met people that carry so much love as Nancy and Shannon?
No, and I every time after I just got back, and I always call it re-entry. Like when I have to come back, it's like leaving an atmosphere and coming, you know, coming into another atmosphere, because it is truly the mountain of love. And they also walk in such excellence. So it's just been, I couldn't have been mentored and parented, spiritually parented by anyone better than Shannon and Nancy and James. It's just been an amazing team. So
beautiful. Got like a certain place, let's say you were about to worship now, where do you go? Do you just center into union and just open up and fly, or have you got like a place you tend to gravitate towards?
I do take my seat in the council, and it's funny because it's a big piano, or it's a big church pew, and I sit in one section. I don't take, you know, one section, and I use that as my piano seat. And I have an old upright piano that I play on. And I see screens, and I just begin to sing what I see on the screens. And sometimes Jesus is so funny. He'll take my hand and he'll just walk me into his ear. And I know to a lot of people that may sound really weird, but we go on a journey together, and I just sing what I hear and I sing what I see. And it's so fun. I mean, it's so much fun. He's been lately showing me, he's been letting me hear people's scrolls and letting me hear their song. Everything about this is so exciting and so fun. It's always new. It's always different. Like you say, it's so multidimensional. Every time I get in front of the piano and just begin to engage, it's new sounds, new frequencies, everything. It's just this huge, it's nothing like I ever would have expected. And it's so, God is fun. One of my favorite moments in worship is when you've released what you were, the scroll for that day, and it gets, the kabod just comes down and it gets really quiet. And then the other people in the auditorium or in the audience begin to release their sound, and it swells. There's a swelling up that comes and it becomes massive. And it makes that circle, which I just absolutely love, because it comes from him, for him, through him, and back to him, right? And I just love seeing that. I get so excited when that circle begins to be released and begins to, because it's a wheel when it begins to operate. And I love that.
What I think is happening as well with this is that our thinking, it's already changed for us, but it will change for the whole church, is that worship is not just this songs we're singing before the offering and a preach and a service. We've broken from that now.
Yeah,
that is not the way it's going to be. I used to be, a little confession here. I used to be quite irritated in the church I belonged to, because one of the leaders would always say, let's sing songs before the preach. Everything in me used to go, because I was already experiencing ecstasies at this point. And I was thinking, we're not singing songs. We're joining something transcendent. The model we've tried to fit it all in is too small, isn't it? It's like, this isn't our service or an hour and a half service. And what I love about, like, even Nancy, she doesn't follow those rules at all. I did a conference with her in Texas. And after she finished preaching late at night, she said, if anybody wants to hear more, come back to the hotel. And we had half the conference came back. It was funny because I was staying in the hotel. The security guard opened the doors because it was late. And I said, I hope you don't mind. We've invited a few friends back from the conference. Oh, yeah. And all these people came through, like, and Nancy talked till 5 o'clock in the morning. Wow. And there is such a difference happening now, isn't there? How can we ever go back?
Yeah,
and exactly, we can't go back. And this is what these podcasts are about, is that let's run free. We're born to be free. Mm. And there should be no law against ecstasy. There's no law saying you can't have a rapture during worship. There's no law that says you can't be entranced by God or passionate or singing or dancing or having a dance trance. Permission needs to come to break it. Even in the new mystical movements, we can't push worship to the side. And one of the things I've been saying for years with Janine is, I believe the Lord showed me a blueprint, which is that we arc together. So speaker and the is an oracle, but the worship team is an oracle, and we're both sounding from the same realm. And it should be a continuous, like, conversation birthed out of the unseen, birthed out of Zion, birthed out of love, where it all has the same frequency on it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a huge challenge for a lot of worship people, because they've got to learn to not just show up and sing songs, but what's the frequency of the oracle for that conference or that moment, you know, because they might have, like, got their songs together, but it's irrelevant, because we're going into the realm of the oracles. And that speaker's carrying Papa's heart, and you've got to align with it, and they've got to align with you as well, and yield to the dance. Personally, I love that. It's so exciting. There was nothing worse for me as a preacher, and I would go and they would sing, like, these songs that drag the atmosphere down, and then I've got to bring joy or whatever. In the end, I started, like, talking to everyone ahead and saying, look, this is where I'm coming from. Don't bring me misery. Don't bring me
gloom. Bring me down.
Yeah, I had to stop. And what we learned then is that we become governmental as well. And the way the Lord showed me the ecclesia, this is really powerful. He showed me that it was like an orchestra. And we, the ecclesia, all we have to do is have that small baton. When you just put it there, just everything comes into symphonics, doesn't it? And it just flows in harmony. And that's what the ecclesia is going to look like. And the Lord gave me a dream where that was basically what worship was. I was in this event in the future. Whether it was real or not, I don't know. And they were all gone, worshiping frequency, sound, energy. And all around them was just people caught up for 2 hours. I was caught up with them in this dream. And then when we came out, I noticed something unusual. Everyone's skin was glistening in oil. And I knew it was a parable, but it was the oil of unity.
Yeah.
And they all came out of this gathering, and they were all leaders influencing different things. But I saw that vision is never what's going to unify us. They all had different visions.
Yeah.
They all had different scrolls. They all had different theology. It didn't matter. What mattered was we'd entered into oneness.
Yeah.
And it, the catalyst for that is worship, worship. And I think what the modern church has forgotten is that worship isn't a side project. It's not a little side thing. It's at the core of heaven. It's at the most transcendent core of heaven where God's in ecstasy. God's in ecstasy and they're going, holy, holy, holy. And everybody's moving around them in energy and frequency. And it's like God's not asking for anything in that zone. There's other courts where there's conversations and there's different thrones. But that throne is just God, the Trinity, powered up, going, yes, into... And everyone's going, yes. And then you hear people saying in church, let's bring a sacrifice of praise. You don't need to bring a sacrifice. You just need to receive the torrent. Torrent of perichoresis, union flow.
Come on, yeah.
And this is the ancient way. You know, this, this is where Enoch went. Enoch was not. Enoch saw that, by the way, and he said, I would love to remain here. And it was granted of him because he loved that realm. And we have to get an appetite for that. And it has to be in us preaching in everything.
Everything.
I love that. The cacophony becomes a symphony. Everyone releasing their own sound and frequency back to the Father. When you hear it all individually, it would sound like completely out of sync. But when you hear it together, it's one of the most beautiful sounds you've ever heard, right? When everyone just begins to release their sound, it's... It is heaven.
It makes your hair stand up. I remember I was at one conference where that happened, and this is the only time I've ever heard this. The angels joined us singing, and man, I every hair stood up. It was like, it was this like, and we all stopped because we could hear this choir, and it continued, and it was like, wow. And why is it that angels come like that during worship? Because it's so synchronizing. And we've got to not... this is one thing I've said a lot. Earth cannot change earth. It's heaven that changes earth. And too many of our songs are earth to earth, and too many of our messages, it has to be from above. And Jesus said this, unless you're born above, anothen, which means ripped from above and ripped all the way down, be rent open, you cannot see the kingdom. And he's looking for a people like you, Laura. And that's what I think you do, and Janine. You get out there, you go up and you literally rip open your gates. And the whole thing just goes, it's awesome. I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
So fun.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying talking to you, Laura. And I know Janine is as well. I feel like there's a connection between us. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'd love for us to do more together. And, you know, one of the things we've talked about, Janine, is many voices. It was a word I heard in the courts of heaven, and it came from Abraham. Abraham was presenting different scrolls, and I heard a voice say, there will be many voices. And I believe God in this season's connecting all of the people together, because the mystics have kind of connected, haven't they? Where there's been all these different panels and connections and conversations, but the worshippers, the ecstatic worshippers, the new mystics have to get together. And, you know, I feel, Laura, you're a huge part of that. Even tonight, as we've been talking, I could see the mantle of government God's put on you. And it's like it's stretching out into the cosmos. And it's like he's put something so significant on you for this time. And I just believe it's going to continue to expand. He's called you for such a time as this. There's something so beautiful on what he's done in you. And the sound. How do you feel, Janine?
Yeah, going back to kind of connecting with Laura, there's not really many people I feel that kind of carry what you do. And like, I hear that sound, like I listen to your music because I hear the realm of his heart. I hear that intimacy. I hear the Father's love. I hear union. And I hear that you're singing from, like, the flow. And then that really excites me, because it's not... You know, there's like a few people dotted around, and like Justin said, I feel like we're finding each other, you know, and even part of these kind of conversations, you know, then the many voices, that's what it's kind of about, because there is meant to be this surge, this wave where all those voices kind of come together. And personally, what I've found is like being in connection sparks you, like people generally don't get sparked outside being in relationship, community. You know, that's the way that God's made us. He kind of makes us long for true connection and family and places where we are kind of valued and given that space, you know, like you were kind of honoring Justin earlier, Laurie. You know, like, I feel so grateful to be with Rachel and Justin, like, you know, and everything that they call out of me. Like, sometimes it takes other people to call you out, doesn't it? It's like, it's within you. And there are a few people who can do that and they kind of burst forth on their own. There are those people who do it anyway. But most people kind of need that encouragement, you know, from other people, but also, you know, the cloud of witnesses and that encouragement from the heavenly realm in his heart. So yeah, I feel I'm really excited about what God's doing, because I see it everywhere at the moment. I see it, as we're kind of engaging different people in the podcast, everyone we love, don't we, Justin? We're like, yes. and it is like that in every sphere that I seem to be going into at the moment. You feel that oneness and that connection.
One of the words the Lord gave me like 15 years ago, he said, in these days, as much as we will be addicted to the presence, we will also be addicted to one another. And when you look at Acts, that was the blueprint. It said they had the presence, but they said they dwelt together. They ate together. It's like they were addicted to the realm, but that produced addiction to one another. And I think we're going to come back to that again, and Jesus actually said that was what was going to transform the earth. It says when they see the oneness that the Father has in the Son and the Son in the Father and them in us and us in them, when the world sees that, they will believe that you sent me. So oneness is where we're going. And I think we've just got to give into that love. It's like, it's such a good thing, isn't it? Falling in love with each other and loving each other. And it's just so beautiful.
Well, I'm so excited to be able to worship with you virtually and then hopefully in reality sometime. It would be, would love to meet Rachel and the rest of your team and Rob and all those guys.
Well, you've got to come over. We've got to come over to the UK once this lockdown clears and we start doing our conferences again. It'd be so good. We love you so much.
We'd love to have you.
Thank you guys so much. It's been such an honor and it's just really, really exciting times. And it's just so great to be part of anything that you guys are doing.
Thank you, Laura. It's been
good. What you guys are doing. Well, bless you, and I hope to see you soon.
Wasn't that a great conversation? I love Laura C. She is a gem, and it's such a privilege to work with Janine John. If you're interested in finding out more about what we're doing, about creativity and stirring up your sound, your voice, why don't you join the monthly free Zoom with Janine John? And Elizabeth Cooper's a part of it, Rachel, Abraham, my wife, Rob Townley, and it's a gathering for people like you who want to explore poetry, art, creativity, mysticism, ascension, worship, and you want to progress into the next age. Also, don't forget to check out Laura C's YouTube site. It's awesome. And remember, you can subscribe to Janine John's YouTube channel down below so you won't miss any more videos as they come out. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll catch you soon.